And good afternoon once again on this special Wednesday, February 21st, 2018 edition of Newsmakers. The Reverend Billy Graham, counselor to presidents and the most widely heard Christian evangelist in history, has died at the age of 99. Graham died this morning at his home in Montreat, North Carolina. He had been treated in recent years for cancer, pneumonia, and other ailments. His wife, Ruth, died in 2007. Dr. Don Wilton is the senior pastor of First Baptist Church of Spartanburg, South Carolina, and Billy Graham's pastor, and he was with Graham and his family when he died.
I had the privilege of holding his hand as he died, in the sense that I felt like the Lord was allowing me to walk with him in his final journey into this place he had told so many people about.
Graham's son, Franklin Graham, who was president of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, tweeted, "My father was once asked, 'Where is heaven?' He said, 'Heaven is where Jesus is, and I am going to him soon. This morning, he departed this world into eternal life in heaven, prepared by the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, whom he proclaimed for 80 years. In an online post titled, "Daddy is at Home," Graham's daughter, Ann Graham Lotz, said she did not think of him as a public figure. "I think of my daddy, the one who was always a farmer at heart, who loved his dogs and his cat, who followed the weather patterns almost as closely as he did world events. He wore old blue jeans, comfortable sweaters, and a baseball cap, who loved lukewarm coffee, sweet iced tea, one scoop of ice cream, and a plain hamburger from McDonald's, who was interested in everything and everyone, from the small to the great." Graham reached more than 200 million people through his appearances and millions more through his pioneering use of television and radio. His message and service to U.S. presidents from Dwight Eisenhower to George W. Bush earned him the nickname America's Pastor, and leaders from around the country are expressing their admiration and respect for him today. In a tweet, President Donald Trump said, "The great Billy Graham is dead. There was nobody like him. He will be missed by Christians in all religions, a very special man." Vice President Mike Pence tweeted, "Billy Graham's ministry for the gospel of Jesus Christ and his matchless voice changed the lives of millions. We mourn his passing, but I know with absolute certainty that today he heard those words, 'Well done, good and faithful servant.'" Former President Barack Obama said, "Billy Graham was a humble servant who prayed for so many and who, with wisdom and grace, gave hope and guidance to generations of Americans." And former President George H.W. Bush said, "Billy Graham was America's pastor. His faith in Christ and his totally honest evangelical spirit inspired people across the country and around the world. I think Billy touched the hearts of not only Christians but people of all faiths because he was such a good man. I was privileged to have him as a personal friend. He was a mentor to several of my children, including the former president of the United States. We will miss our good friend forever." Michael Duffy, deputy managing editor for Time magazine and co-author of The Preacher and the Presidents, Billy Graham in the White House, says Graham's presidential relationships opened doors for ministry, resulting in giant steps for evangelism.
In our conversations with Mr. Graham about how he managed to get along with all of these different presidents and what he got out of it, in addition to what they got out of it, I remember at one time we asked him, did they, over and over, some of these presidents and politicians used you. They wanted to appear with you in pictures at moments of difficulty. They wanted you to come attend their political campaign events. They wanted to appear with you at crusades. All of these were moments where, yes, they agreed with your preaching, but they were really using you politically. And he said to us, "Yeah, but I kind of used them too. If I hadn't known Richard, Nixon, I might not have been able to preach some places overseas. If I hadn't known Ronald Reagan, I would not have been able to go to Russia." Those were giant steps for evangelism, giant steps for his ministry, and they would not have been possible. Those governments would not have opened those doors unless he had those relationships with the presidents.
Ambassador Dick Capon, former publisher of the Miami Herald and board member of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, describes Mr. Graham as having a real innocence about him in the way he would deal with media issues because, first of all, he wanted to be able to have the most influence in the power of his message.
That was overriding. It wasn't that it was a personal ego trip for him. All of the attention he received in the media for all these 50-plus years came about because of the influence he had on so many millions of people. It wasn't because of him or having someone who was going around in a PR fashion and generating interviews and all. It was because everybody wanted to know what he had to say, and it, in relation to a program where he was participating in or some breaking development. And so I saw a unique side of Billy in his attitude about the media and his truly wanting to reach more media people, because he felt that they had an opportunity, a ministry in a way, of values and traditions of our country that tied in a Christian perspective to the Christian foundations of our country.
Others recognized the impact Billy Graham had on society and evangelical Christianity in the U.S. during his lifetime. Biographer Dr. William Martin is the author of Prophet with Honor, The Billy Graham Story.
The difference is what Mr. Graham has done since 1950, let's say, in the last half of the 20th century, moved evangelical Christianity from really a struggling movement. Some had thought it was going to die in the name of fundamentalism. It was just going to be choke out and wither away. Fundamentalism didn't wither either. But he moved that into a multifaceted organization that is one of the most dynamic sections of the Christian world. And it's multifaceted in such a way, with so many parts, so many emphases, that no one person can dominate it as he did. But that's part of his legacy. Singular a gift that he has left as anything else, that he is responsible for this growth of evangelical Christianity that no one even aspires or imagines they can dominate it as he did.
On facing death, Graham preached this at a crusade on June 27, 2002 in Cincinnati.
It's been a difficult time, but there were a few times that I thought that I was dying. I remember one night in the hospital, two nights in the hospital, I thought I was dying. And my whole life came before me. And I didn't say to the Lord, I'm a preacher. I've preached to many people. I said, oh Lord, I'm a sinner. I still need your forgiveness. I still need the cross. And I asked the Lord to give me peace in my heart, and he did, a wonderful peace that hasn't left me till this day.
A private funeral service is planned at the Billy Graham Library on a date to be announced. Billy Graham dead today at the age of 99. We want to thank A. Larry Ross Communications for the permission for the use of today's audio. And that's Newsmakers for this Wednesday, February 21st, 2018 edition. I'm Keith Black.